It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball as the state tournament-bound Dutch have defeated Winterset 51-45, and we've got the whole senior crew up here to talk about their trip next week to Wells Fargo Arena, starting with Ramon Hugan. 6 points tonight for Ramon in a 51-45 win. First of all, congratulations, Ramon, on a trip to the state tournament.
Thank you.
What does this mean to you and your classmates and your teammates?
Honestly, it means the world, honestly. Like, started the season, we just had a plan to go to the Wells and just to beat every team that we played and just play defense at a super high level and just go get the job done.
A regular season that you went just 11-9, you know, a pretty pedestrian record, but you know, I think much better than that because of the competition that you guys have played. What kind of confidence have you come into this postseason with?
All the confidence in the world. You know, we trust in our guys, we trust in our bench to bring the energy, and these four guys back here, man, we trust them, and that's just it.
What was this atmosphere and environment like tonight? Because it was awfully loud.
Yeah, it was awfully loud. Honestly, it was just a crazy atmosphere. Something that we're honestly all used to. The crowd bringing the energy, the away side bringing the energy. Just, it's normal for us, and we just loved it.
You and Luke played on that 2021 team that won the state title as freshmen. You know, more role players
yes,
than
sir.
Anything else. But what was that experience like for you? And what are you trying to pass down to the younger guys as you head to Wells Fargo next week?
That is. Experience was just great, you know, just hanging out with those senior guys and everything. It was great talking to coach and just seeing what I could do to help make the guys that year better. And honestly, it just means a lot.
Yeah, congratulations. Enjoy it next week,
Thank you, man,
and let's go get some more dubs.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Ramon Hugan. Up next is Cameron Rowe, Dutch 51, Winterset 45, as we're talking post-game of Pella's victory over Winterset to go to the state tournament. Cam, congratulations to you, headed to the state tournament. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, again, just super excited. We've been working for this since kindergarten. We appreciate our whole coaching staff, our players, and the fans all being energetic.
Winterset gave you everything you wanted tonight. Their defense was as tenacious as I've seen, and we've seen some pretty good ones in the Little Hawkeye Conference. What kind of challenges did they present to you guys tonight?
Yeah, their on-ball pressure was really good, and we really liked that because it prepares us not only for this game, but then also in the state tournament after. And we just liked the energy that they brought so that we could kind of feed off that.
And what did Coach talk to you about in the fourth quarter? Several timeouts, just trying to keep things? Because you're down by 6 in the fourth and then outscored them 13-1 the rest of the way. What was the message, and how did you guys execute that?
Yeah, so luckily our players did a great job keeping composure, so Coach didn't have to worry about that. He could actually talk about scheme and not have to worry about that. And so he was just telling us, you know, keep working. We're a fourth quarter team and played that the whole second half of the season. So just go out there, trust our guys, and work hard.
You were, as a team, 4 of 18 shooting three-pointers through the first three quarters. Not very good per your standards. And then didn't shoot one in the fourth quarter. I don't know if you know that or not, but was that just, you know, by design, or was it because things were open elsewhere? You guys were very aggressive going to the rim.
Yeah, so we definitely still trust our three-point shooters, but we really, when we were in the huddle, we're like, we really gotta attack the rim. We know everybody here can get to the rim, so you know, make a couple ball fakes, get them out of the way, and then go in, drive hard, playoff two, be strong.
All right, what does Big Bro think of this one?
He was really excited. He was just talking to me. He said he was more excited than when they made it, so I really appreciate him being able to be here, and yeah, he was just really excited.
And has he passed down any kind of wisdom or any thoughts on what it takes to be successful next week?
Yeah, definitely. Before the game, he just kind of just talked to me. He's like, you know, play your game. You know, you've played basketball enough. You know how to handle this, and just go out there and work hard.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot, Cam.
Appreciate
Good job.
That.
Cam Rowe of the Pella High boys basketball team. Final score here on Monday night, Pella 51, Winterset 45, and we're nowhere near done. We're bringing in Luke Hardman as the Dutch are headed to the state tournament. Luke, congratulations to you.
I've
got to imagine this is just a euphoric feeling.
Yeah, it's amazing just coming out here and just not expecting to win and coming out here and competing and playing defense really well. Yeah, it's awesome.
Not expecting to win?
No, not expecting to win.
Okay. You expected a dogfight here tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was a very hard-fought game, right? I mean, two teams that score in the 60s, put a lot of points on the board, and we barely got to 50 ourselves. What was it like playing in this kind of a physical ball game?
It was a great atmosphere. It was very hard to hear anything on the court, and Coach said from the beginning of the game that defense is going to win this game, and if we can hold them under 50 points, we're going to get the job done. And we did just that.
Yeah, 45 got the job done, but you trailed at 1:44:38 and scored 13 of the last 14 points. What was the key to the close that you guys had tonight?
Just staying calm, staying poised, and running the plays and executing well, really.
All right. And you know, I asked Ramon the same thing, but you guys, you know, came up as freshmen, were on that state title team in 2020. 2021. What do you remember about that experience as, you know, the little guy on the team, and how do you kind of transfer that forward to next week?
I just remember all the memories and all the practices and team meals. It was awesome. And then, yeah, just coming out there and winning every game at Wells was awesome. And we're hoping to run that back this year.
Yeah, well, and what do you think is heading as a senior leader now, you know, rather than, you know, one of the runts of the squad?
Yeah, it feels a lot better to be out there on the court and play and lead this team. It's awesome.
Is there anything that you can think of that you're going to try to pass on to the younger guys? I mean, is there a big deal about Wells Fargo Arena and going to the state tournament, or just another game next week?
Yeah, it's huge. Just playing defense, because, you know, it's not easy to shoot the ball there because you get nerves, and playing defense and rebounding will win the game.
All right. Hey, good luck, Luke. Yeah, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Luke Hardman of the Pelahi boys basketball team. We've heard from Ramon Hugan and Cam Rowe, and now we bring Cade McGinley into the mix. And, Cade, we got a chance to talk after the first round tournament victory, which was a lot of fun. It's a little bit sweeter, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you think about this one?
This was a great win. It was so exciting just watching all the guys out there doing what they do. And it was just a really big win, and I'm super excited to play in the state tournament.
A big win is a bit of an understatement, 51-45, the final score. You know, what kind of things were you guys, you know, as things maybe weren't always going our way, shots weren't falling tonight, what was some of the discussion to just try to keep things calm and moving in a positive direction?
Yeah, we just had to keep trusting in our ability. We know what we're capable of, and we just had to keep getting our shots. And we were getting good shots, just some of them weren't falling. So we just knew that if we trusted it, then we'd be good.
And you guys as a team are a terrific three-point shooting team. Not tonight, but how is that frustrating? Are you able to just next play mentality? What's going on when that's happening?
Yeah, it's just kind of the next play mentality. We just flush it and get to the next shot. And if the next shot is an open three, we're going to take it. And if it's not working, then we're going to get inside and just find ways to score.
And what do you think about having another week hanging out with your buddies?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
All right, good luck, Cade. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, and one last interview here with Parker Hemming, the hype man of this Pelahi boys basketball team, self-proclaimed when we talked a week ago, and a lot of hype to be had here tonight. Well, yep. Congratulations, first off, Parker. What do you think about the way things unfolded here this evening?
Yeah, man, I'm so pumped up. I'm ready to go to Wells, you know.
Well, I mean, it's what you play for, right? And yep. Your dad had talked about how he took you to the state tournament when you were younger, and you know, you said, hey, I want to go back there as a player now. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's just been the goal since day one, you know. My dad's been installing that in us since we're, I don't even know, second grade, 10 years old. You know, we've always just had the mentality this is what we want. This is our team. This is who we're about, you know.
And so now you've got a week to get ready. You know, the brackets will come out, and we'll figure all that stuff out. But you get another week hanging out with your buddies, right? And that for a guy like you, as you, what I heard from you when we talked last week, you just love being around these guys. You love being a part of it, right? So another week of practice and preparation, probably just as exciting as the game, isn't it, next week?
Yep. I just love being around these guys. You know, this is the best part of the season. You know, most of us have never experienced this before, so this is going to be a great opportunity for us.
All right. Hey, best of luck up at Wells Fargo Arena. Enjoy the next week, and good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks to Parker Hemming. We also heard from Cade McGinley. We heard from Cameron Rowe, Luke Hardman, and Ramon Hugan, the seniors on the Pelahi boys basketball team who are headed to the state tournament. Final score on Monday night, Pella 51, Winterset 45.